The nice weather from Monday rolls right into today. We will see the wind turn more out of the onshore direction. That is out of the east. And with water temperatures in the 60s now, that means our temps will fall a little bit over the land, especially at the coast and near I-95 as we get later into this afternoon. But you'll still like it out there. We'll have plenty of sunshine with daytime highs in the 70s, and then they'll cool back a little bit later into the afternoon. We're near record highs on Wednesday ahead of a cold front. The record high is 84 for Jacksonville on Wednesday afternoon, and the first alert forecast is 82. There will be a window of time when we can challenge that record before some rain and thunderstorms move in. This system looks just a tiny bit wetter than the coverage of rain that we saw on Sunday, but there will still be some neighborhoods that miss out on the rain. This is a pretty powerful storm system, bringing the threat for severe weather to the Mississippi Valley and Deep South today. That system is going to weaken by the time it makes it to southeast Georgia and northeast Florida. So that cold front and the rain move through, and then the temperatures go down a bit on Thursday, but it's not going to be a drastic drop. Our mornings go down to the 50s, and our afternoon highs will be in the 60s on Thursday. But then we mild out a bit. Temperatures climb back above average into the mid-70s for the weekend, and we keep things nice and sunny. We just have a couple days left in the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, as we are always tracking the tropics, and I'm very happy to tell you that there are no active storms. You can read Talking the Tropics with Mike, and in the coming days, we're going to have season recaps talking about some of the really important things that happened this past season here locally, including Hurricane Ian and Nicole. Stay tuned for that. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Corey Sima for 104.5 WOKV.